With the increase in deadly Israeli-Palestinian violence, a war of words is also taking place. Yesterday, Secretary of State John Kerry called for restraint.
Pull back from the precipice and the incitement and the violence.
NPR's Emily Harris in Jerusalem looked at the claims of incitement by both sides.
Since the start of the recent Palestinian attacks on Jews, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has blamed lies spread by Palestinian leaders. Standing next to Kerry yesterday in Berlin, Netanyahu pointed his finger across the Palestinian political spectrum.
This wave of attacks is driven directly by incitement. Incitement from Hamas, incitement from the Islamist movement in Israel, and incitement, I'm sorry to say, from President Abbas and the Palestinian Authority.
Israeli officials highlight a video they say was made by Hamas, the Islamist group that runs the Gaza Strip. It uses actors to show a young Palestinian fatally stabbing two men dressed as religious Jews. An Arabic message at the end says, "Rise up, free the people of Al-Aqsa." That's a reference to the Jerusalem holy site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount, where Muslims fear Jews will gain the right to pray. This has been at the heart of incitement charges. Israel flags a comment by Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas saying, "We won't let them," it's not clear if he means Israeli police or Jewish visitors, "defile our holy places with their filthy feet." More recently, Abbas said that a 13-year-old Palestinian boy had been killed by Israeli police. But the boy was alive, being treated for injuries at an Israeli hospital after allegedly participating in a knife attack. Israeli cabinet member Yuval Steinitz calls the violence against Jews uncoordinated, but not unorchestrated.
It's the result of years of horrible, racist, anti-Semitic incitement.
Palestinian officials point their fingers right back at Israeli settlement building and comments from Israeli ministers saying there will be no Palestinian state. Kadura Fares, a former Palestinian politician, notes two Netanyahu statements in particular, that a Muslim religious leader gave Hitler the idea to exterminate Jews, and that Abbas has ties to ISIS, called Daesh in Arabic.
That there is a unity between Daesh and Al-Qaeda and Mahmoud Abbas. And the responsible of the Holocaust is a Palestinian one, not Hitler.
Shimrit Meir is an Israeli expert in Palestinian social media. She says language from leaders is not driving young Palestinians. It's videos of stabbings and shootings that go viral.
For example, this one photo of a Palestinian running after an Israeli soldier with a knife. It got the reaction of men and women, young and old, that were just praising this person.
In an internet access shop in a West Bank refugee camp, 25-year-old Hisham Lafa regularly looks at these videos. He agrees that Palestinian leaders are not inspiring attacks. These are individual Palestinians, he says, acting on what everyone feels. Every day, the Israeli occupation acts against our humanity and freedom, Lafa says. We don't need anyone to incite us. He posts pictures on Facebook of Jewish funerals, of Palestinian attackers, and of his cousin, blinded by Israeli gunfire, he says, in a clash with Israeli soldiers last spring. I asked if he could imagine knifing an Israeli himself. He said no, he's his family's sole breadwinner. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
And a correction now. In a story this week about Israeli victims of Palestinian attacks, we mischaracterize the Western Wall as the holiest site in Judaism.
It is the holiest place for Jewish prayer, but the adjacent Temple Mount is considered the holiest site.